Thank you, Mr. Newsom. BBS Radio makes it possible for us to be heard worldwide, and we greatly appreciate it. My name is Gijs Minderhout. Today it is Monday, March the 30th, 2020. A one-hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. Thank you all for listening in. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Several people are here. I welcome you folks, and if you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Hey, hi. It's Jerry.
Hello. Hello, Jerry. Welcome.
That was a good song.
All right, yes. Rick Astley.
Oh.
I haven't responded to your text yet, Jerry.
Yeah, no rush, no stop, no hurry. Right, right. No...
I think we have somebody else on the phone here. I think you could be here. Feel free to say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to. The Monday show means it will be a wild card. We'll see what happens. Last week that Wynn was interviewing Lauren, which was pretty interesting, and still many more questions were to be asked. So maybe we will continue with that today. Time will tell. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And right after this show, we go to a conference call only gathering, the Whole Planet Healing, which we do every day, 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. And the phone number, if you want to participate, is... Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from California.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being here.
Hello, honey.
And the next caller, welcome.
Hello, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from Fort.
Welcome, Lauren.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Hello. Hi, Lauren.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Hi, Lauren.
And quick to the audience, the phone number to call into the Whole Planet Healing Gathering is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound, and I'll repeat, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next giggle. Please say your name and location. Next person.
Well, this is welcome. John.
Welcome, Helen.
This is
John.
I'm from Las Vegas. I've gotten a call since 7:45, but no one was here. I just got back from eating something.
All right, right. Thank you for being here, John.
Uh-huh.
Hi, John.
Hello, everyone.
How are you, Helen?
Hey.
How do you do?
What do you need? What do you need to know?
I need to know how you're doing, darling.
I think I'm good.
Good, okay, good.
How are you?
Good, fantastic.
It took me a while because my phone is all messed up, the things that I put in my phone. So I keep mm-hmm. trying to call. And it goes to Wednesday's call instead of Monday's.
Okay. Well, you got here.
I did, finally. Mm-hmm. Never give up, right?
Exactly. And if you just joined in on BBS Radio Online, thank you for being here. We will be taking off in just a moment.
Anybody recognize the sound?
No. Welcome to the conference call. Please stand in my location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the next caller. Please stand in my location. Of course, if you want to, we welcome you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi, Don.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Roger, blessings to you and your family. I hope everything is to keep their heads up, and they will get through this quick.
Everybody's okay so far.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hello, Angel. And welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
So, Jerry, what was the sound off?
I mean, the sound, I threw some lulu. I don't know what it's in English, but water to the hot song.
Did anybody hear that clearly? I didn't.
No. Say it again, okay, Jerry.
Try to avoid finished words.
Yeah, I just wonder, because rarely people in the U.S. go to sauna, and I just wonder if any sound, because of that, it should be a nice thing.
Was it the song you're saying?
Sauna.
Sauna.
Steam bath.
The sauna that I heard from several from different places, that a sauna is the way to go if you have the coronavirus, to go in the sauna for like an hour or something.
Oh yeah, because
if you have one handy.
If you have
an artificial way to generate fever.
I took a hot shower once.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say his name and location.
Hi, Heisen, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr.
Hi, Dr.
Art. Welcome.
Hi, Dr.
Art.
Hey
there.
Hey, Dr. Art. Hi, Dr.
Hey.
Yeah, after you took your sauna, did you chop a hole in the ice and jump in the lake?
I would if I had that opportunity here.
All right, and if you just got on board online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. Thank you for listening in. I want to mention that just in case if communication goes down in the future, that simply on a daily basis we stick to our 7 p.m. Pacific time that we just in our own room, in our own house, wherever we are, take the time to sit down and meditate. And we will, I believe, have a group consciousness as well.
Highs, from what I understand, there's two realities. One is fear, one is love. The fear reality, everything goes dark as far as, I don't know, just power outage or what, but in the positive reality, it's just a dark, it's a blackout on the social media. That's what I understand right now, and this is what it's looking like. There's, you always choose which one reality you want to happen, and I'm choosing that, you know, the social medias are going to go down, but our calls are still going to go on. That's what I believe. So we have to make sure everyone has raised their vibration level to the point where you say, okay, this is just going to be a social media like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They may be down, but in the real world, you know, you're going to choose between the fear and love. So which choice are you going to make?
You know, make sure you have doggy biscuits on hand. Yeah, doggy biscuits. John, let me make a mention to you. I'll say this to everybody. You know, there's all kinds of cliches that people will say. And they're true to a certain extent. But it's a cliche. When I asked our sources directly about fear, they said, sometimes fear has a purpose, and that to alert you of something impending, that you use the opportunity to make sure you don't, like if there's a 10-point earthquake coming to your city, it's good to know about it and say, I better leave right now. Uh-huh. If there's a truck that's about to run you over, it's good to know it's coming so you get out of the way. So that we live in a world where anything can happen next. Uh-huh. And if you can figure out what's going to happen next, what might happen next, you may not know for sure, but at least you can prepare for it. And that's important, because otherwise you could miss warnings of something impending and be sorry that you did.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Welcome, Juliet.
Hello.
Hi, Juliet. Hello. Thank you all for listening to us on BBS.
Been my apologies last night during the Whole Planet Healing call. I just had to go to the neighbors real quick, just at the time when started the call.
Nobody started the recording, right?
That's right. And then,
I mean, I usually remember, but okay, I'm ready to start.
All right. So here we go.
Is Lauren there?
Lauren is here. He's a mother.
I'm here.
Okay. Is it okay with you guys if I talk to Lauren on the second half of this call? It went really well last week, I thought.
I think sure. Yes, it was great.
Sure.
Let me
good
let
idea.
Welcome to the next call, but thank you for being here. Appreciate the invitation. Two people just
said
welcome.
Hi, Pauline from New York.
Is this Pauline? Hi, Pauline. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
I had to come back after last week. Oh, my goodness. That pink energy that came in,
I really want, I didn't get to do any other shows, but I really like the energy of the group, so.
All right, Pauline. All right. Enjoy the ride.
Pauline, we love your accent.
I'm Chinese, by the way. I know that accent doesn't make sense with my being, my parents are Chinese. I'm American, but I just find that funny. Everybody thinks I have this great accent.
Were you brought up in Brooklyn?
No, but I grew up in the Jewish area of the Lower East Side, but then I grew up in Queens. So I don't know where I got this accent from because I don't have anybody that talks like this.
It's a Chinese New York accent, right?
I don't know. I don't even think any Chinese people have my accent.
Do you have relatives in China that you keep in touch with?
Somebody moved there thinking that, you know, as an older person, I guess they wanted to die there. So they went there to be taken care of by like a home health, whatever person over there. But, you know, they're not in the area where all that stuff has been going on. But still, it's sort of like scary for our family. But he says he's okay. So I don't know.
That's, you know, it's scary.
It's scary in New York.
It's scary on planet Earth. It's on scary.
True, but we're here for. We volunteered, I gather, to be here, right?
And New York is the focal point right now for this thing, right?
I didn't expect it to be, but I guess yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
all right.
Nice to have you. Pauline.
Lots of greetings. Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, Vince,
Pauline.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me tell Pauline one thing. You know, we do a bunch of calls all week. And our calls are helping people to stay somewhat stable in this crazy world. And the two calls that are most attended or most interesting. One is on Wednesday evening at the same time as here, and the other is on Sunday morning. And in both of those calls, I ask questions to our sources. Okay. Do you know what I mean by our sources?
I've tuned in on and off to the other two shows, especially this past Sunday, and I really was—I was looking for the number you guys gave me for the planetary healing one. I wasn't sure what time and what days that happened.
Let me tell you, I have a web page where all the calls are listed and their phone numbers and how to put in healing requests, how to send a question in for Wednesday. And the web page, and anyone else that's listening is welcome to write this down. The web page is conference.intelligent-infinity.com. Conference.intelligent-infinity. Infinity is spelled with a Y.com.
Thank you.
Okay. And we look forward to hearing your funny accent on
is
more
this
calls.
Weird? Is this Mr. Winfrey?
It depends what you want.
Wow. I'm so honored. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored to be here for everyone that discovers us because I know the impact this work is having on people. And I know that we have these sources in higher dimensions that are paying attention to us. And they're paying attention to you. You know, if anyone was crazy enough, they could do what I do, okay? Would you like to say your name and your city? Only if you want to. Okay. So go ahead, Hayes.
All right. I got the things also.
Muted. Yeah. The recording has started.
Hey, everybody. This is Winfrey. This is March 30th, 2020. And this is our Monday wild card night. And I talk about anything can happen. I'm not keeping myself to a particular idea. But in particular, we did something last week that we're going to repeat again tonight. And first, the first topic that should be on everybody's mind on some level is this coronavirus. And more information keeps coming out about it. And it's very sobering because as much as we like to think everything is going to be okay, and you can always switch to that. You don't have to stick to everything's not going to be okay. There are many times where things did not work out okay. And so there's a huge amount of disinformation on everything, not just the coronavirus. And anyone who studies it will know that the regular media is no longer trustworthy. Google filters things, so when you do searches, you can't find certain things. And we want to know what's going on. We can't, I have a brother-in-law, and I kept telling him, you know, he lives in a comfortability in New Jersey. This is my sister's husband before she died. And I keep telling him, Larry, you got to pay attention to this. And he keeps telling me, you know, I got a nice life and I don't want to worry about all those things. It's not going to affect me. And I just said, okay. I'll keep telling him, because all of this stuff is getting closer and closer to home. And what is going on? You know, the general consensus is that this virus was engineered. When I say the general consensus, not of the media, but you have to search for it. When you search for things, I look for evidence. If you hear Trump say something out of his mouth, that's kind of evidence, probably. I mean, they could have faked it, but probably it's evidence, you know? If you hear a distinguished head of a department at a university talking about something, that could be disinformation, but if it's too controversial, it's probably not disinformation, because he risks his job by putting that stuff out. Those of you that watch the news, I'm trying to remember which network it was, a woman by the name of Trish gave her honest opinion about something on the news, and she got fired. Do you know who I mean, guys? No.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I think basically she was reporting about all the Democrats. You know, Trump most certainly has his faults, but he is like a bull, and I believe his intentions are high. I also think he has to answer, and I don't know. I mean, I don't trust that he's not compromised. I don't trust that, but I don't think he wants to be compromised. But he might be forced to be compromised. So she was talking about how the Democrats we're all saying that Trump is saying the Chinese are responsible for this. No, they're saying the Chinese are responsible. And why is Trump not doing something? Well, he did call it the Chinese virus one time, and that got a bunch of Chinese people in this country getting attacked, you know, getting prejudiced against. It's like, but essentially, she was saying that Trump, they were disempowering him. They say, this guy needs to get removed from office. And I could see how they could put that in people's heads and convince them. Because on one level, he's an OAF. He sticks his foot in his mouth. He doesn't have the best diplomacy all the time. And he said he wanted to drain the swamp. And he seems to be still intending to do that. So maybe the Democrats are right. Ultimately, it's not over until the fat lady sings. But there's a huge amount of evidence that the Democrats are wrong, that the media is controlled, that Trump is a threat to a lot of people. And he's a threat because he can bull his way through where other people couldn't. He's very strong. And, I mean, imagine when he gets elected, you know, most people who are in that position kiss up to the media and tell the media, you know, make the media want to like them. And what did Trump do? He says, to hell with all you. I'm paying no attention to the media. And he starts sending tweets out. And probably was a good decision, because I am sure the media is corrupted. I am sure, that's one thing I'm sure of. And, I mean, you know, Hillary has a track record a mile long of terrible improprietariness and terrible illegal acts from her, going back for a long time, from her using her private email and where there was no security and on sensitive subjects, she was Secretary of State, to Whitewater and much more, which I don't want to go into. And the media never talks about that. Also, there was a famous video where they went in and they killed Khomeini. And she said something like, we came, we saw, and we killed. Just totally heartless. This is a very sobering time for all of us. It should be. Should be, because we're all walking on this tightrope that we have no control over, or very little control over. And we really and truly have to be ready to die. And if you talk about no fear, have no fear of death. And I think that those of you who are regulars on our calls have gotten to that place. We've asked so many questions about what happens when you die. We've talked to dead people who told us how it was and how it felt. And Terry is so highly intended. Very rarely do I think anything, if ever, does anything come through her that is not in the most loving and highest good for all of us. So, you know, in terms of coronavirus, was it man-made or was it natural? my tendency is to think it was engineered. And who engineered it? I mean, I've read different stories about it. Keep in mind the agenda of the New World Order, which has been on the table for many years, which they are obviously have been working to fulfill. Their agenda is to kill 80 or 90% of the population. And then you can go one step further, and why do they want to do that? They're under the influence. Now, if any of you, if you never heard this, then let me just say, don't believe me, but I have enough evidence to sink a ship that this is true, that they're under the influence of negative ETs that want to take over our planet. And this was, goes way back, even in the Ra material, where it said, the way that the Orions work is to infiltrate and get in with the elite, and then get the elite to do their dirty work. That's essentially what the Ra material said. And I read that years ago. I read all kinds of things years ago, and I've been tracking things for years. And I see, you know, too much evidence that that's true. But you'll never, you have to search for that evidence. You can't, and it's scary. It's scary to find it. You know, when I first started exposing myself to it, I said, can this be real? Can this be true? And, you know, I keep looking at things and looking for supportive evidence and things that seem to be trustworthy. And I said, yes, it has to be true. And they have secret bases. One of the things you haven't seen in the regular news, but that's in the alternative news, and again, I can't guarantee it's true. At this point, I can't. But I think it is that Trump called up 1 million reservists, 1 million to active duty. Now, why did he do that? Well, are they expecting us to get into a war? Are they expecting to lock down the whole country? Are they expecting riots in the streets everywhere? I don't know why, or I haven't come up with it yet. But it's probably one of those things is the reason. And none of them are good, okay? And I don't even, some of the stuff I come up with that I think might be true, I don't even want to share because it is scary. But all I can say is be prepared. I say this over and over again, and I can't say it enough. Be prepared, at least if this pandemic keeps spreading, which it seems to be doing. And people say America has had the worst response to it of any country in terms of dealing with it. They're starting to get in gear right now. But if it keeps spreading, we could have a situation like China. And it's pretty clear to me that there's a lot more people that have been infected by this than are being reported. It's obvious that that has to be true because they only know the people they tested. And for every person that got tested, there was probably someone that had symptoms that didn't go to the doctor and didn't report themselves. It's probably 10 times the amount of people. And in one very interesting thing, and it showed all these videos of what was happening in Wuhan at the time of the virus, and it was brutal. the way the Chinese were controlling that city. And the speculation was that many, many, many more people died than were being reported. And that the reason for the lockdown, one reason for it, and remember, I'm not saying this is true, but it could be, is the Chinese didn't want the people of the city knowing how many people died. And then when loads of people disappeared, they said they all went to Hong Kong to get away from the virus. And so you can't believe the news. And those things may make sense that I just said. And I'm happy to be wrong. I'm happy to be proven wrong. But in case they're true, what are the preparations that you have made? Do you have at least a month's supply of food stored? You know, in a worst-case scenario, you can go to one of the dollar stores or something and buy a couple hundred dollars worth of canned food of all different kinds. I mean, I know it's GMO. I know it's all that, but it's better than starving, okay? If you have the money, you can buy non-GMO food and even organic food and canned food at Whole Foods. Whole Foods here in Sedona has cans of black beans, kidney beans, frijoles for a dollar each. And before the whole virus got to the pitch that it did, where people were all buying food, I bought a whole bunch of cans of those. And then I got different sauces so I could make pretend they tasted good. And things like bags of rice and bags of quinoa or oatmeal. Then you need to buy water just in case you need water. And you can buy 5-gallon jugs, empty jugs of water at Walmart for about $8. And if you get 5 of those, you now have 25 gallons of water. If you get 10 of those, you have 50 gallons of water. And you can fill them up. The stores are all having these water filling, these reverse osmosis filling devices. I mean, here in Sedona, they're at Circle K, they're in Safeway. Both supermarkets have these filling things. And you can fill one jug of water, 5 gallons, for how much? $1.50. $1.50. So for 25 gallons of water, it's going to cost about $8. Okay? $9. And so at least you can be secure if anything happens. And anything could happen. Anything. One of the things that's buzzing around is that there's going to be 10 days of darkness that Trump is going to declare. And some of the things that might happen is the telephones won't work. The internet won't work. I think the electricity will work, okay? But part of the reason for this, what people say, don't know if this is true, the reason is that he is planning a lot of arrests of the swamp. And one of the things that's controversial is there really this much pedophilia that everyone says? And to my research, there is. There's a lot of pedophilia. There's a lot of satanic groups. There's even child sacrifices going on. There's so many children disappearing every year. Now, if he's legitimate in wanting to clean the swamp, he will do something about it. And a lot of it is being done by high-profile people and politicians and actors and actresses. And I looked at it enough to believe that it seems like that's real. So one theory about this 10 days of closing down the country and closing down communication, he wants to arrest bunches of people and not have them communicate with each other by telephone or internet, so they can't make plans to get away. And he'll have to do it by surprise. Some people said it's going to happen today, but a lot of people were saying it. Now, I'm not saying it may not happen at all, but it may not happen because he gets blocked from doing it, okay? I mean, there's very powerful forces that don't want this to happen. And particularly the people that have been doing these acts certainly don't want it to happen and will do anything to keep it from happening because they don't want to go to jail. But there have been false alarms before. There were all kinds of people after Trump was elected saying they've arrested Hillary, they've arrested Obama, they've arrested all these people. And then there was no evidence to back it up. So you have to be alert. And I will continue to try to bring you the best of what I think may be true. I'm never going to say it is true, but may be true. But I know some of it's true, and that vigilance is very important. And
one thing that is very interesting is that Moscow, Russia, has been closed down now.
You mean they're on lockdown?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of Americans, I mean, a lot of young people in particular, are paying no attention to it. They say it's all a bunch of baloney. And they're shaking hands and hugging each other. And yeah, every time you go out, you're walking into a war zone. Not war because there's shooting on the streets, but war because we have no idea how many people have this virus right now and how many people are touching things. They don't even have the testing in place to figure out how many people have it. It's not accessible. Plus, a lot of people will have it, they won't report it. So the safest thing to do is assume that it's all over the place and that everything you touch, if you ring a doorbell, if you open a door, if you push a button on an ATM machine at the bank or at a store, you could be, you know, how many people touch that in a day? 50? 100? Did one of them leave virus on that? It's possible. And so you have to act like that may be so. I am, okay? And you have to, how do you protect yourself? You can wear gloves. But then, remember, if you're wearing gloves, and then you have to have a spray that kills it. And the sprays are all sold out. So you make your own spray. You get alcohol, and you get some kind of hand cream, and in worst case, water or aloe vera juice, and mix the alcohol, 70%, to juice. And you get a little spray bottle at the drugstore, and you put it in your pocket. And then after you come out of the store and you touched everything with your glove, you spray your gloves before you touch your car, before you touch your steering wheel. It's out now that this virus can live on plastic, cardboard, and metal, and maybe everything. It lives different lengths of time. You can look it up. But when you get your mail, can you spray your mail? Can you leave it in bags until for 3 or 4 days or something before you look at it? I mean, this is how careful you have to be. At least it's my suggestion about it, okay? And another thing, a lot of evidence in China. I'm going to read this, and I'm talking too long. I'm sorry. I was going to go to Lauren. And hang on just a moment. Here we go. This is from Mike Adams, who's had a website called Natural News. All right? And his article is, what if the cure for the coronavirus were as simple as taking zinc? And and then we've already mentioned there's a product that's an anti-malaria drug called chloroquine, which in China they've been doing tests with. And it's been working on the coronavirus. The problem with it is you have to study it. I haven't studied it. You could get a doctor to prescribe it, or you can buy it from India, because it can be harmful to you if you take too much or you don't look at the symptoms, okay? And so, let's see. Symptoms of coronavirus reported by emergency room physicians, symptoms of zinc deficiency. So, dry cough, zinc deficiency, chronic cough, coronavirus, nausea, zinc deficiency, nausea, coronavirus, fever. Zinc deficiency, fever, back pain, coronavirus, chronic pain, low back and neck, goes on and on, diarrhea, loose stool, loss of smell, altered loss of taste or smell, loss of appetite, anorexia, fatigue, apathy. And then Dr. James Robb, a pathologist who performed early experiments with coronaviruses back in the 70s, claims that zinc lozenges are the silver bullet against coronavirus. Zinc is required to maintain thymus gland function, to produce lifelong antibodies from T memory cells. Zinc supplements in the elderly in the high-risk group of coronavirus infections lowers illness markedly. Modern medicine needs to emphasize zinc therapy, especially during epidemics. Well, then there's another thing. Let's see if I still have this up on my computer. Is megadoses of vitamin C. And in China, I'm just looking this up. In China, here's the headline here. China treating coronavirus with intravenous vitamin C. and reports from three intravenous vitamin C research studies approved for treating coronavirus. And for many of us, intravenous. Terry, are you making that noise? For many of us, intravenous might be too expensive, okay? It's like if you go to a doctor and get it, and they say get it every day, once a day for 7 days, it might cost $200 a day, which is $1,400. But there's a kind of vitamin C that I discovered when I was researching all the stuff for Terry, which is called liposomal vitamin C. And the doctors were saying that it approached intravenous vitamin C in terms of its availability to the body. And it's a second choice. And I would start taking it right now because it builds your immune system even before you're sick. And it's the cheapest way to do it. I mean, you can use regular vitamin C. You can use vitamin C with bioflavonoids, which is better, and rose hips, and things that help vitamin C assimilate. But thus far, when I did a lot of research on it, liposomal, liposomil, I think, liposomal vitamin C was the best. And if they put this out, it's going to sell out, and it'll be like toilet paper. It's already selling out in a lot of places. So get a few bottles of the best you can afford. And there's different companies that make liposomal vitamin C, and get it and have it, and start taking a couple grams a day, minimum. And one of the things about vitamin C, when you take it orally, is there's an upper limit where if you start taking too much, you'll end up with diarrhea. And so everyone's upper limit is different. So you can't say, take 10 grams, take 5 grams, take 20 grams. But the more, the better. But if you get diarrhea, then back down, take less until you don't get the diarrhea. And you want to take as much as you can. So on that note, I've really screwed Lauren. Okay, Lauren, are you there? Hello, Lauren. Hope he's not mad at me. Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, you were supposed
By the way, the liposomal vitamin C is sold out in my area. You have
is
to
it?
Get online.
Yes. And I would get that immediately. Don't wait for more people to find out about it because it'll be sold out online. Check out Walmart.
Whatever kind of vitamin C you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, whatever kind you can get it. And get enough of it for your whole family. Imagine, usually you can get 1 gram pills, which is usually that's considered a fairly large dose. But imagine you and your family have to take 5 grams a day, 5 capsules a day. Or more. Better to even think of 10 capsules a day. But get enough bottles so you don't have to run out of it. This is the kind of stuff, put on your credit card to have it around. Because there's enough indication that it could mean life or death. Okay? And
Lauren's here.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Lauren.
Yeah.
We have about 6 minutes, and I just want to say Lauren is one of the smartest people. Smart is not the right word. He has psychic connection to the interior of things on a very scientific level. He has intuitive ways. It's kind of like channeling, but not like channeling the way we do it. It's like he's multidimensional, and he's able to perceive into things very deeply. And he's a scientist. He's invented things. And last week, I promoted him as the guy who taught Emoto about water. And then Emoto had written a bunch of, for the Japanese person, who wrote some best-selling books about the healing power of water. Lauren, what can you tell us in a few minutes about how to help use water to help us heal ourselves?
Well, water needs minerals to work with. And hopefully, you know, the best thing would be the organically bound minerals to work with. And seawater contains a lot of that. So if you drop out the, like if you have seawater, and for instance, and you let it evaporate down, it'll get into a really heavy, thick soup, and you can take a couple granules of at room temperature, take a couple granules of table salt, which is sodium chloride, and drop it in there, tap it, you know, whack it, and the sodium chloride will just drop right out. If you get plenty of sodium chloride in your diet, then that you can add to the salt that's dropped out, but the soup there. You can add that to like distilled water, or deionized water,
sodium. Let me just wait. Add sodium chloride to the water.
You want the sodium chloride that's in the ocean water.
So you want sea salt, right?
Well, basically sea salt, but reduced sodium in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you can reduce the sodium? It's simple chemistry here. Is you evaporate out the water content to it if it's like ocean water, because not ocean water. You're talking about living organisms in it. And the minerals that are in it are both inorganic and organic. But there's high levels of sodium there. So similar to raw sea salt. But with raw sea salt that you can buy, it has higher levels of inorganic salts in it. The biggest, the greatest amount of salt would be the sodium chloride. And if you have the availability of, you're near an ocean, you get ocean water. You can just let the water evaporate out down to the point where it turns into a kind of almost a sludge, and take some typical table salt, which are crystals of sodium chloride, and just throw it in there and whack it, and cool it down, whack it. The sodium
whack
chloride.
Whack it. What does whack it mean?
Like,
hit
like that.
You mean hit the jar?
Hit it.
With the
yeah.
Okay. All right, just making sure. All right. Now listen.
So what will happen?
Wait. We only got a minute. I just want to close this so people know what to do. Okay? So far, if I went out to do this, I'd say, I don't live near the ocean, so I'm stuck. Can I go down to a health food store, and what do I want to buy? What do I want to ask them for?
You can get raw sea salt.
Raw sea salt. And then you put it in your filtered water. Right?
Yep.
And then you stir it?
Get it all dissolved. Get it all dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
And until it can't take anymore. And then start evaporating off the water a bit. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
So now you have the sludge left, right? What do you do with the sludge?
Just before it crystallizes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then take a few granules of salt crystals, sodium chloride crystals, and especially like sodium chloride crystals.
You add this to it.
No, you throw it in.
Mm-hmm. And then you go whack. You go whack, right?
Yeah, and you whack the side of the vessel, or take the vessel and whack it down on the tabletop or something like that, right? And just scream at it. You know.
Okay. So you're programming the water now, right? You're programming the sludge.
That's exactly it.
Right? Right? And
yeah.
And then what do you do? Do you take spoonfuls of it? Do you mix spoonfuls of it in water again and drink it?
You put your intention into it when you're screaming.
Yes.
All right? The intention is something that you want, have manifest. Like,
but what do you do after you've done all that, okay?
Well, wait a minute.
We only got a minute. I wouldn't push you if we didn't have a minute. I want people to get the closing thing.
Well, you can scream anything you want. Do something that's desirable, like love.
Okay.
Then
scream.
Just take drops of the water.
Okay. That's what I wanted
add it to a drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know the final steps, okay? We're going to go to the whole planet healing.
What the intention is important.
Look, next week I'll give you more time, and I won't be so bossy, okay?
Okay.
But can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing every night, 7 o'clock, 712-770-4340, PIN 250-513. And Lauren, thank you so much. If it wasn't for all this stuff on coronavirus, I would have given Lauren more time because he has a lot of amazing things to share. He's built really healing machines for Japanese companies that are sold in hospitals all over the place, Japan, Europe, and whatever. And I'm very honored to have him on our calls. He's an angelic being. He helps people all the time. He's really loving. And he's a super guy. So I'm sorry I cut you so short, but we can go over it again next week in more detail. And now I want to try it myself. Okay? It's now 7:01. We're probably off of BBS. Are we off of BBS?
We're still on it.
We are. So hello, goodbye to all our BBS people. And we love Don and Doug at BBS, okay? And we will see you next week. And keep in mind, you can come to all our calls at conference.infinity.com, okay? PIN 250-513 every night. So, conference.intelligent-infinity.com is all our calls, all our 10 calls all week. And we hope you'll show up. And we'll see you all next time.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Wynn.
Thanks, Wynn and Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're all welcome. And now I'm going to mute cut everybody off.
This session is no longer being recorded.